So what we're going to do now is we're going to I'm going to talk about the deepening exercise, and then we'll end on a journey about I'm going to end on a journey about inviting the winds in to help us see the truth about our experience. And so one of these brain, like the winds come up to me and give me these grand ideas. So this month, you're going to be tending to your altar, finishing your prayer flags, finishing the month wind. Make sure you pull a month wind. It'll be interesting to see what Vayu has to teach me. And I know what that inner strength is because I got a glimpse of it the other night. I'm in the middle of between two real estate transactions. And that's the third most stressful thing in the world. And dealing with two that are out of my control, that are contingent upon each other, has been making me crazy. And learning to stand in that, I realized I took back all the power and I forgot that I had the wind. So really working with Vayu is going to be important to me this month. So really get to know your month wind, because this month wind is going to help you with this work that you're going to have to do. You're invited to the prosperity workshop. And this is an added bonus this year, because next year the groups won't be invited to all of the workshops. But this year I am inviting you because we want to do the workshops and I want to film the workshops. And so you know that. Well, we've made it that Bridget is going to be working with the advanced students for her call. So we'll go with that. And then she may be doing a bonus class this month, but we'll talk about that too. So we'll let you know when the ceremony is to hang the flags, but I want to talk to you about the inventory process. So March is, in some of the other works, I do a timeline experience. It's very cumbersome, and I'm going to do it in the Windwork basic class. It just takes a long, long time, and you've got other things going on as we're moving you through here. So I condensed it with the help of the wind. We now have a Eurus. We have four inventories. We have a Eurus inventory. We have a Notus inventory. We have a Zephyrus inventory. And we have a Boreas inventory. I'd invite you to take your cardinal wind. And all of the inventories are going to be in your student area. So you can pull one from that. And if you don't like it, you could pull another one, and I'm sure then you probably won't like that one, and you can pull the other one. But I would like you to do one. And what it is it's inviting the wind in to help you have an experience of yourself that you wouldn't ordinarily have. So we're asking the wind to set aside everything I think I know about my, this is Eurus. And I've got, we're still just editing them. So they'll be up there later today, because she copied everything. She didn't see that there was a subtle difference in between each experience, this is where I make work confusing. But so if you're doing the East, you're looking at what has gotten in the way of your ideals, your belief, and your memories. Like, it could be a bad childhood memory that you think about a lot. If you're in the South, it's about what's interfered with your needs and your desires, or, your emotional world, and then your physicality and your spirituality. So there's really just a couple of real differences on each one. And it's about what cardinal direction you're working with this year, because since that's your cardinal wind, that would give you a real juicy piece of work to start with. So that's why we did it that way. If you're really over anxious, you can also, really want to really get to the heart of things, you could do all four inventories. If you want, there's deepening processes with each inventory. For example, the East inventory has a budget inventory that you can also do. The South is going to have all of the, the emotional needs and desires, like, from the nonviolent communication. So you could really go deeper in there. I just got word when I was just talking that in the West inventory, you may want to do your, you might want to inventory your home or look at your living will or your trust. So you can take these inventories and actually apply them to an area of your life that you haven't gotten to. You know, for years I was like getting to that living trust, and last year I finally got to it. So that's a sort of an inventory. So you can take it and go deeper with it. And then in the north, it's gonna be kind of like, you know, your resentments about God or the wind work or where the community hasn't supported your work or all of those things. So you're gonna really get to go deeper into that cardinal wind. And I'm not in a hurry to necessarily put them up because they're going to go deeper in the small groups with you on these. So I'm not like hurrying to get them up there today. I'm more interested in getting them corrected. And because I really see these are going to be four good sections of the book that I'm working on, because it's just really, to me, it's a pillar stone of this work is to find a process to reveal more to yourself each and every time you go around your medicine wheel, which is the awakening compass. So I don't know if there's a lot of questions on that. Are there? And I may even go in the group and explain it a little better once I feel like I've got four working copies, but I just caught another thing in this one where my graphic designer decided it should look a certain way, even though I tried to explain it to her that it wasn't the way that I wanted it to look. She wanted to, and the way to thoughtfully do it is you're going to go for a wind walk with each question in the inventory process. So you're going to look at the question and go for a wind walk and write down the answer that the wind gives you, not the answer that's in your mind. Okay. So it's going to require 9 wind walks during the month to answer each question. All right, well, I'm going to stop sharing with that, and then I'm going to start a new recording and we'll do a journey.